Which?
Would you ever use the word shin for this part of the leg?
Yeah.
Okay, well, would you say that for me, please?
Skin.
No, no. I'm talking about the
shin. Oh, I can't call that now.
Okay. What do you call this part right here?
That's the ankle.
Okay, and how about this?
The toes and the back of the foot.
Oh, okay, and 1 foot or two?
Yeah.
Two what?
2 feet.
Okay. Now, let's see. Okay, will you say that again? I just turned it on.
Red.
Okay, and that one?
That was brown.
Okay, and that one?
That was green, blue.
Okay, and that?
That's red. That's red. That's green.
Okay.
That's brown. And that's dark. That's dark.
Okay, and that one?
That's white.
Okay.
No, no, light.
That one?
That's light. No, that's green.
Okay.
And that's brown again.
Okay.
No, that's light colored.
Okay.
White. That's light. That's all that colored cloth.
Okay. How about that?
And that's I can't call that. That's all girl color.
Okay. Now, let's see. If it's just another way of saying 45 minutes after 4.
Which is which?
If you're telling time, what's another way to say 45 minutes after 4?
15.
You, no, well, now, if it's 45 after 4, then it's something before 5, right?
15 too.
Well, yeah, you could say 15 before 5.
Okay. Well, would you be inclined to say 15 before or 15 till or 15 to?
Yeah, 15 till.
Okay. Let's see. I don't know if these are clear enough for you to see. Can you tell what that thing in that corner is?
It looks like a workbench.
Okay. And how about this one? It's supposed to have a log in it. Where you saw the wood?
Yeah, that was just we call it a rack of wood.
Okay.
Saw wood in it.
And what's this thing that you put a baby in?
A cradle, it ain't a cradle.
No, this got wheels on it.
A carriage.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a carriage, you would what the baby? You'd get behind it and...
Well, you'd push it how handles to it.
Okay. Now, let's see, if there's a field that's square, and a person wants to get from one corner to the other corner over there, he could go all the way around it, or else he could go, what, across the field?
It.
Okay. Would you ever say kitty-cornered across or catty-cornered across?
Well, yeah, you could have catty-cornered or straight across either one.
Okay. Now, if there's a, I don't know if this one's clear or not either, but if there's a crossroad like that, see, this is supposed to represent a crossroad.
Mm-hmm.
And one house on this side of the road and one house on that side.
Uh-huh.
You'd say that this house is what from that house?
Well, it would be north or south, either one.
Okay. But now, if you wanted to get across the message that one's on one side of the road and one's on the other,
uh-huh,
you'd say this house is what from the other
on
one?
On the other side.
Okay. Now, if you had another crossroad, can you see these okay?
Yeah, I can see it.
And there's a house here and a house here,
mm-hmm,
with a crossroad there. You'd say this house is what from the other one?
Well, across the other, it'd be across two marks there.
Okay. Well, would you say that one's diagonally across, or would you ever use kitty-cornered or catty-cornered across?
Yeah, sometimes you can say that.
Well, which one would you say, usually?
Well, the way that is, that's catty-cornered.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to go back and pick up some of these things that you